make it, but you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. You did not make it like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. All my life I've been shortchanged. Without your love, baby, it's a crying shame.
Farmers Lumber Company is the answer to your building needs. They have the exact building to meet your farm needs, from machinery to livestock buildings. Their competent staff will help you design a building to perfectly suit your farm operation. Ask them about vinyl siding or steel siding and never worry about painting again. They also carry cattle gates, hog panels, also sewer water tanks. And check with them for everything you need on the farm. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is, they're always here to help you with your farming operation. Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company for all your building needs. Call 507-275-3359.
I can go pretty far in my new truck, but I didn't have to go far to pick up my new truck loan. My credit union is local, so instead of a lot of fast talk, I got a loan that's just as fast as my truck. If you need to pick up a truck loan, stop by and talk to my credit union.
Greater Community Credit Union. A better way to bank. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at greaterccu.com.
Focus on the Family this morning, sponsored by Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison. Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust.
Hi, it's Jen with Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison, Minnesota. We offer a home-like setting, home-cooked meals, and other services tailored to you or your loved one's needs. Stop by anytime or call us at 320-598-7557. Coffee is always hot and treats are aplenty. We provide the comfort you deserve and the care you can trust.
Do you have a big goal you're aiming for? If you do, there's one thing you can do that'll dramatically increase your odds of success. But there's a catch. Hi, this is Jim Daly from Focus on the Family. Maybe your goal is to lose a few pounds. I know that's always mine. Or get a new job or improve your marriage. Whatever you're after, a key step to achieving your objectives is to say them out loud. In other words, tell someone. If you keep your goals hidden inside, you'll be much more likely to procrastinate or avoid following through on important commitments. Telling someone your plans accomplishes two things. First, it takes your goals out of your imagination and makes them seem more achievable. Secondly, it gives those you trust a chance to be there for you and offer their encouragement. I wouldn't trust your brother, though. And believe me, if the goal you're pursuing is big enough, you're going to need all the support you can get. But here's the catch. Be sure the friend or family member you go to is genuinely supportive. A wise person who can help you avoid bad decisions is one thing, but it's a mistake to share your plans with someone who has a history of seeing the worst in everything. They'll sabotage your efforts before you even get started. So if you're really serious about achieving your goals, share them with someone. Just make sure you go to the right person. For more encouragement to make every day count, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family this morning, sponsored by Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison. Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust.
It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Maynard?
Oh, pretty good, other than you got a purple toe today because you stubbed it on a washing machine or something.
Oh, it was an American-made washing machine, so it's a little more substantial.
Pretty solid. Yeah.
Yeah.
You took it on and lost.
Yep.
Other than that, how was your weekend?
It was all right. Yeah. Pretty relaxing.
Okay. Well,
didn't do
good.
Much.
Didn't have to do any snow removal much anyway. So
yeah, I moved around what we got last week. I moved that around on Friday, and that was fun. No, it wasn't bad at all.
Okay.
All right. I enjoy clearing the sidewalk. It takes me about 30 seconds with my four-wheeler.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall
we? Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Harold Charles Cruz. Harold was born on April 4th, 1929 in Dual County, South Dakota. Passed away on November 11th, 2011. 11-11-11. So he entered active duty in the United States Army on 10-31-1951 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and was on with discharged just shy of 2 years later on July 25th, 1953. He was a gun chief with Battery A of the 96th Field Artillery Battalion, part of the 5th Army. Spent 15 months overseas in Korea during the Korean War, saw combat. He earned the Korea Service Medal, the United Nations Service Medal. So we thank you, Harold, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk about the VA undoing a decades-old wrong and protecting veterans' Second Amendment rights. What's that all
yes.
about?
Yes. VA put out a press release on February 17th announcing veterans who require a fiduciary to help manage their finances will no longer be reported to the NICS, National Instant Criminal Background Check System.
It's not like NCIS.
No.
Okay.
No. And so... So the VA announced that a major new step to protect veterans' Second Amendment rights. So basically, if you purchase a firearm at a store, you fill out paperwork, you show them your driver's license, you answer questions, sign the form, and then the employees at the store, they make a phone call. And that phone call is to the NICS, National Instant Criminal Background Check System, to verify that you're eligible to own firearms. Well, veterans who need a fiduciary or somebody to help manage their finances, since VA has deemed them not competent to handle their financial affairs, they were reported to this and therefore were unable to purchase firearms. Because of that, VA will not report veterans to the FBI's NICS anymore. They will no longer be considered prohibited persons only because they need help from a fiduciary in managing their VA benefits. This has been going on for over three decades, deprived many thousands of veterans and VA's fiduciary program of their constitutional right to own a firearm without a legal basis. After a thorough review, VA recognized that many veterans had been deprived of their Second Amendment rights without hearings or adequate determinations, and that they posed a sufficient and it was inadequately determined. I'm using long big words for such a Monday morning that they. Posed a significant risk of danger to themselves or others when, in reality, that wasn't the case. In consultation with the Department of Justice, VA determined this practice violates both the Gun Control Act and the Veterans Second Amendment rights. According to federal law, a decision by a judicial or quasi-judicial body is needed before someone can be reported to NICS. So a determination by the VA that a fiduciary is needed to help manage a veteran's VA benefits falls way short of this legal standard. In addition to immediately stopping the reporting of VA fiduciary program participants to NICS, department's working with the FBI to remove all past VA reporting from NICS, so no veterans are unfairly deprived of their Second Amendment rights based solely on participation in the fiduciary program VA puts out. Fiduciary program is similar to what local social services calls a rep payee. Basically, it's somebody that handles the finances and pays the bills for the veteran because of mental health concerns or traumatic brain injury or something like that. The veteran is unable to manage their own financial affairs. So this is correcting that. Just because somebody needs help managing their finances doesn't mean they can't be a responsible firearm owner. You know, I know in the Army they gave us 3 weeks of weapons training. Mm-hmm. You know, and guys that grew up hunting, yeah, no problem. They've been around guns most of their lives, but that's not the case with every Army recruit. So, you know, they ingrain firearm safety and proper firearms usage.
That was new to my daughter when she signed up.
Oh, I bet.
20 years ago. But she did become like a marksman or something with them.
Yep.
So she was pretty good.
Yeah,
of course, remember somebody I was talking to that taught, I think it was Harold Hodge, the late Harold Hodge here mm-hmm. at Madison, used to teach gun safety.
Yep.
And he always said it was easier to teach girls than it was to teach guys, because most of the guys came in with all these preconceived notions of how it was supposed
preconceived
to be.
Preconceived notions and bad habits.
And bad habits, whereas the girls were starting fresh. So
yep.
A lot of them were better, you said, than the guys.
Yes. I was a firearm safety instructor for a while there, and there were a couple instances where, we would do something, and then both me and the parents would go, ooh, shouldn't have done that. But but it was always with an unloaded firearm.
Right.
And Department of Justice is supporting this action, according to the Attorney General. It's both unlawful and unacceptable for veterans who serve our country to have their constitutional rights threatened. It's been a pleasure to partner with Secretary Collins on this project, and I'm directing the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to review its regulations and propose changes that will prevent current and future violations of our veterans' Second Amendment rights. So, again, they're saying, due process. Due process before any civil rights are taken away. So that's all they ask for. So this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. The entire article can be found on va.gov. Under their press room or press releases. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And the number is?
And the number is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level.
Frozen food.
Yeah, when the bank clock said, my truck said 1 degree above zero.
I had 2 below when I came to work this morning. So.
Oh. Yeah. Of course, you get here at old dark early.
Yeah, well, 6:30, somewhere in there.
And I'm just crawling out of bed around that time. So that's old dark early for me. So.
All right.
But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I will be out of the office this afternoon for an appointment. And tomorrow I have a training meeting up in Spicer at the American Legion up there. So. District 7 of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. We do an annual training event, and Spicer is central to our district, so everybody meets at the Legion there for a few hours of fellowship and briefings. So,
okay. Get an education.
Get an education, and we keep going back to the Legion because they have a good menu there.
All right. All right. Well, Josh, thanks for the info, and we'll catch you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656.
and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.